This is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
All right, hello. You're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I am your host for the next hour. I'm Lucy Melman, and I'm so excited to be here with you on this rainy summer afternoon. About 4 days ago, I want to say it was about 90 degrees, and it felt pretty unbearable, if I'm being honest. But now it's, like, cold out. It's, like, 40 degrees, 50 degrees, so I don't... That's also not maybe great, how heavy that fluctuates to. Yeah, I would say maybe that's not ideal, but here we are anyways. I'm going to start off with Lovers Rock by TV Girl. It is, it's kind of a summer song, for this not very summery weather we're having, so I apologize for that, but we're going to play it anyways. This is Lovers Rock by TV Girl. Alright, so that was Lovers Rock by TV Girl on WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. I couldn't remember if I said that when I started this show off, so just to repeat, because it never hurts, this is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. You're listening to Naive Melodies, that's me, my show, Lucy Melman. I guess you probably just don't need my full name. It doesn't really do you any good. What are you gonna do, like, look me up? You could, but that's, like, weird. Maybe don't do that. I felt like a dare. So, like, actually just don't do that. That'd be kind of weird. I'm 21, so that's, like, a weird thing for you. I'm not worried. There's, like, 3 people listening. So, like, I'm not too worried about giving away too many pressing details here. But there we go. There's some facts about me, I guess, if you didn't know them and wanted to know them. I'm sure no one really cares. Why am I talking still? Anyway, this next song is Sunday by Honey. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's H-N-N-Y. I'm assuming it's supposed to be, like, a clever way of saying honey. But maybe I'm totally wrong, and there's actually something really interesting and meaningful to this acronym, and I'm totally missing it. It's Sunday today, so I thought in my infinite cleverness, that'd be kind of funny if I played this song called Sunday, on Sunday. It's more so just, why am I still talking? It's more so just because it's, like, it was such a nice day today, even though it's really rainy and cold. Just woke up and felt really good, and this song, I think, is so pleasant, so here we go. All right, that was Sunday by Honey, with the incredibly long spoken intro from myself, not the song, beforehand. And this next song is one I found it actually, like, 2 days ago. And it's kind of from the same era of, like, you know, slightly more melodic post-punk music as, like, The Wake, which is, like, kind of the, I'm not going to say the overlooked Joy Division, but they were, you know, around the same time, and people kind of just, you know, lump them in with, like, not quite Joy Division, not quite, like, Orange Juice, somewhere in the middle of kind of, like, depressing and melodic. None of those two things are, like, complete opposites. But this is the band The Field Mice, kind of in the same vein a little bit later on and a little bit lesser recognized, even more so than The Wake, I'd say. But this is If You Need Someone. I think it's a very cheesy song, but I also really like it. And it makes me think of someone. So this is If You Need Someone by The Field Mice. I just had this this realization that I have not played music on air. I mean, I played music on air last week. I subbed in for a show, and this is my first one back on, you know, my own show, Naive Melodies. But I realized that I've been gone. I was gone this past semester. I was studying abroad. I made numerous references to it the first show I did back last week, maybe in hopes that I will stop talking about it and become less annoying, because I think I'm getting really close to being completely insufferable, so I'm hitting that threshold, so I'm trying not to push any further. But I realized that there's so much music that I found abroad, or, like, you know, heard for the first time, or even just, like, rediscovered over those couple months that I just haven't played on air, and I didn't even think about that, and that actually makes me, like, crazy excited. This next song is I always butcher the pronunciation. Ecolalia by Yves Tumor.
circle, and I don't want anybody to depend on me. If you say you love me and you, like your happiness only depends on me, it might not be true love. Maybe there's something in me that you want, but you think it's love. It's not love. Let me take a quick walk.
Alright, and this, I think it's Echolalia. I realized, I don't know, I think I said Echolalia. I think it's Echolalia, and I realized that like as soon as I started playing the song, and then thought about it the entire time. I was getting a phone call. Boo, they didn't know I was on air. So, how could they not be listening to this awesome, awesome show? Which is super good, always. This next song is Strange Heat by A La La's. Really great, and I honestly just don't know that much about the band, and I really like this song, so I should probably like just do a deeper dive, and I just haven't really gotten a chance to. But yeah, really great song, and I hope that everyone who's listening enjoys as well and agrees. Alright, that was Strange Heat by the A La La's. It's a great one that I honestly just don't know that much about the band, and I heard it, and I thought it was really, just really good. I heard it a couple months ago, really enjoyed it, and then kept meaning to, like, look more up about the band, like, watch more of their stuff. I usually like to watch a lot of, like, live videos if I can, and I just didn't do that, which is my bad. I don't know how to pronounce this next song. I am looking at it right now, and I don't know how to say it. It's, like, really, I don't get it. It's, okay. I'm going to play it after. I'm going to play Color of My Life. I'm going to call it Color of My Life by Chicano Batman first, and then I'll tackle that one next. I'll look it up. I know what I'll do. Okay, but this is Color of My Life by Chicano Batman. Alright, that was Color My Life by Chicano Batman, and now I looked up, I think I know how to say it in my mind, I think it's Nemophobia. I looked it up in Google Translate, and I'm just gonna play it from my computer. I hope this, let's just see if it, can I?
Nemophobia.
Does it go? No, it won't go. Ah, bummer. I think it is Nemophobia. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, whatever. I'm just gonna play it. It's by Brain Story. I hope people enjoy. Thank you. All right, and this next song is That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers. This was actually one of my, like, songs of the year last year. And I think I was saying this last week, too. There are certain songs that remind me of people. You know, they're always going to be associated with, like, sometimes it's a moment, sometimes it's, like, a period of time in my life, or, like, you know, I think everyone does that. I don't think it's, like, a super unique experience. But that also happens with people, and I think that's interesting, like, you know, the idea of giving a song to somebody or just kind of, like, forever associating certain pieces of art with someone else, and this is one of those songs, I found this one, I was shown this one, more accurately, in December last year, and it's just one of my favorites, I think, of last year. It's really great. It's That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers. It's super special to me.
Start a new day. Wish we could do this forever and never remember mistakes that we made. I told you I loved you when we were just friends. You kept me waiting and I hated you then. Gave it a few years, you settled your debts, but I never. Turn into sand.
All right, and this next one is Duckling Fantasy by Stove. Alright, that was Duckling Fantasy by Stove. This next song was like my number one pick of 2022. It's a great one that I enjoy a lot, and I was looking through playlists trying to figure out what to play next. I usually make a playlist first. This time I didn't. I honestly forgot that I was gonna be on at 4 because I just switched my time around. So this is new, but I was looking through playlists and I totally forgot about this song for the past couple months, so I'm excited to play it again on air. And I found it off this playlist I have called Where I'm At, that's like from I think from like November or December. But anyway, this is Jumper by Corthing, my number one choice of the year last year. Really enjoyed it, and I hope you do too.
So
All right, this next one is Composite by Palm.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank God we have Aerosmith to tell us that. Yeah, thank God for them to give us that awesome PSA about drunk driving, delivered in their awesome, awesome vocals. So that was great. Anyway, this next song is What Did He Say by Night Jewel.
Come on, I'll make you a star. I'll take you a million miles from all this, but you want a better start. Come on.
Alright, that was Tops by the Rolling Stones off the Tattoo You album, and the song before that was What Did He Say by Night Jewel, and the thing, I love that Night Jewel song, but it ends in the kind of a skittish way, where it sounds like something's going wrong, and I played it once, and I had a friend who texted me and was like, oh, your sound is, like, doing something weird in the studio, and so every time I play it, I'm weirdly paranoid that anyone who's listening is thinking that I'm, like, breaking the studio, in the process. But anyway, this next song might be my last song. I think it will be just based on time. But this is Baby Where You Are by Ted Lucas. It's another great one that just makes me think of someone who I care about a lot. And yeah, what a great feeling that is. So this is Baby Where You Are by Ted Lucas.
If I could be baby where you are, if I could be baby where you are, if I could see baby what you see, then I would know baby, what you know, oh, oh, just to be baby where you are. If I could go, baby, where you go? If I could know, baby, what you know, then I could see, baby, what you see, just to be, baby, where you are, just to see, baby, where you are, then I would know, baby, where to go, oh, 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 just to be, baby, where you are, just to be.
That was Baby Where You Are by Ted Lucas, and that is my last song of the show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Tufts University Freeform Radio on Naive Melodies with Lucy Melman. Thanks so much, and have a good rest of your day.
Não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir. Quero ver Irene dar sua risada. Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir. Quero ver Irene dar sua risada.
Esqueci, né? Eu vi que você tava com cara de quem não ia cantar, né?
Tava esquecido, rapaz. Quando me lembrei, já foi em cima da hora. Ah, meu Deus! Ah!
Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene. Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada. Quero ver Irene rir.
Quero ver Irene dar sua risada.
Eu quero ir, minha gente. Eu não sou daqui. Eu não tenho nada. Eu não tenho nada, nada.